Thank you. From the soundtrack to the movie Backbeat, about the early days of the Beatles, that was the Backbeat Band. Greg Dooley from the Afghan Whigs doing vocals on that version of Bad Boy. Had to play some Beatles. Had to represent the Beatles gig poster I'm hawking these days. Of course, the Beatles never played Winnipeg. You know, it's the posters we sell, gig posters 204, it's all Winnipeg shows. I mean, there's the occasional, there's a couple of Brandon shows, and I think there's a Tragically Hip poster from Saskatoon. But otherwise, it's all Winnipeg shows. And, of course, you know, the Beatles never played Winnipeg, technically, but they were here. In 1964, they were flying from England to do a show in San Francisco, and they stopped in Winnipeg on their plane to refuel. And they actually got out and waved at people. And I figure, you know, a wave from the Beatles, it deserves a poster. So, yeah, I made a poster of the Beatles live at Winnipeg International Airport. Featuring special guests the Decker Dash, and from Teen Dance Party, Bob Burns. Yeah, so it's just for fun. Me and George West came up with that idea years ago, and I finally got around to doing it. So hope you like it, George, wherever you are out there in the cosmos. We also heard in that set Social Distortion. Just came across a Social Distortion poster mere moments ago. Well, more than moments, I guess, but not long. Got a fresh Social Distortion gig poster from when they played at the Burt with Aaron Lee Tazian and Jay Jackson, a show I wanted to go to, but I can't remember. I was either out of town or painfully broke. I forget which, but I'm painfully broke now, so if you'd buy the poster off me, wow, I'd sure appreciate it. It's a cool poster, too. I have an earlier Social Distortion poster from Les Rendezvous, but it's a terrible poster. It doesn't look like nothing. I had nothing to do with it. I just found it somewhere and copied it. What else did we hear? Oh, Teddy Bears. The Teddy Bears featuring their pal Iggy Pop on vocals for that one, Punk Rocker. That's a few years old, but it just wound up on the soundtrack to the new Superman movie. So it's like a big hit with the kids. My daughter, who always, whenever I'd show her Iggy Pop, she would just like run and scream. But she actually loves that song. So all of a sudden she's, well, I don't know that she'd call herself an Iggy Pop fan per se, but she's warming up to him. That's always good. We got a couple of Iggy posters. We got the poster for the show at the U of M in 1989. Yes, Iggy Pop played the U of M in 1989. And even more fun than that, we've got a copy of the 1974 poster of the Stooges at the Playhouse Theater. You didn't know that the Stooges played the Playhouse Theater in 1974, did you? Well, that's because they didn't. But there is a poster. They sold tickets. But it turned out that he was double booked. He played Toronto instead. And everybody got their money back. But there was a poster for it. And you can own the poster. You cannot own the memory of seeing the Stooges at the Playhouse, but you can pretend. Yeah. For the low, low price of $20, or buy three or more for $15 each. What a deal. Yeah. And at the top of that set, Brandi Carlile. We have no Brandi Carlile posters, but we do have a Soundgarden poster. And that was Brandi Carlile doing Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun. Punk Rock Flea Market this Sunday at the Victoria Inn out near the airport. Come on by. So, you know, I've been kind of slack here on the show when it comes to sad girl pop music. You know, I don't know if you've noticed. I've noticed it. So we're going to rectify that now with some stuff, a couple of things that are new to me. They're not all that new. Well, this first one's pretty new. The middle track we're going to hear in this set is from Claro. Are you hep to Claro? She's great. I didn't know much about her. Although my daughter and my niece, a few months back, we were sitting in the living room and watching things on YouTube, and they were trying to hep me to things that they liked. And they played me Claro, and I kind of liked it. And I noticed the album cover, and I recognized the album cover from back in the olden days when I used to work music retail. And I remember the album cover, and I remember people buying it, and I remember thinking, what is this? And I never did get around to figuring out what it was, but all of a sudden I did, and I liked it a lot. So we're going to hear something from Claro. And the weird thing, I went to see Leith Ross a few weeks ago, and I was wearing my Faye Webster hoodie. And this young girl, she comes up to me and says, did you see Faye Webster? And I said, well, I've seen her four times, for Pete's sake. And I had to, of course, pull out my phone with pictures of me and Faye getting each other's names tattooed on our knees. And that impressed her. But she asked if I was into Claro, because Claro and Faye Webster for her went hand in hand. And the more I listen to it, yeah, it makes sense. So we'll hear that. And here's something that my kid helped me to just the other day. She's big on this band, or this woman. I don't know. She's probably got a real name. But she goes by a band name of The Marías. And this is a pretty new cut from The Marías. And, yeah, I'm all over it. This is called Back to Me. The Marías on the Twang Trust. Wrong. That's a great song, but we're going to hear that in the next set. Now, where'd it go? See, now I'm all messed up here. I'm totally messed up. I don't have that queued up. What's wrong with me? Hold on. It won't take long. It won't take long at all. Oh, Marías. Okay, here. We're gonna fix this in editing. I guarantee it. Okay, Mr. Music, please. Oh, see, we're really going to fix this in editing.
Promise I'm changing. Back from the dark. But if I would see you, I'd fall.
KOW is supported by the Yellow Dog Tavern, making soggy friends since 2006. 386 Donald closed on Sundays.
Thank you. you perfect ear. My baby loves me if he loves me here. My baby loves me if he loves me here. My baby loves me if he loves me here. My baby loves me if he loves me here. Me here. I really like the way he holds me down. I pick his face out when he's in the crowd. He pumps my gas so that I don't get out. My baby loves me, he loves me, yeah. I think we're perfect, yeah, we're perfect, yeah. My baby loves me, he loves me, 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 yeah.
Faye Webster from her record Underdressed at the Symphony. He loves me, yeah. Faye Webster just wrapped up her, the very first Faye Webster Invitational chess match and tennis tournament, including yo-yo demonstrations. I don't know if there was any music involved at all. I think there might have been a bit, but generally it was chess and tennis. Yeah. Faye, she's crazy. Love her. Hope she gets back into music and, you know, puts those rooks and bishops aside for a bit. Before Faye Webster, we heard Claro from the album Immunity with Bags. And we started that set off with the Marías, Back to Me. Sad Girl Pop here on the Twang Trust. All Sad Girl Pop all the time. Well, most of the time. Sometimes. Anyway. This, you know, this isn't far off. This is the production on this next record, which we've been waiting for a while. It's, man, this is a pop record. It's a dance pop record. You don't believe me. Well, no, you won't believe me when I tell you who it is. It's the new album. It's called Live Like the Sky from Leanne Betasemasek Simpson. Her last record was my favorite record of that year, whatever year that record came out. I just loved it to bits. And this one seems to be hot on its heels. Expect to see this one way up in the big year-end list, and also on the dance floor. Wait till you hear this. We're going to hear a couple of cuts from Live Like the Sky, starting off with one that I'm going to just butcher the pronunciation on this word, I'm sure, and don't ask me what it means because I don't know. But this is called something like Nizhozibing. Leanne Betasemasek Simpson on the Twang Trust.
I'm arriving, I can be Generous support to CPOW 95.9 is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. And kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Hey pal, looking for unique, out-of-the-box gifts this holiday season? Want to support local artisans and indie businesses? Or maybe just chill, browse, and vibe with some rad folks?
Either way, we've got something for you at the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market's third annual Fall Market. On Sunday, November 9th, we're taking over the Victoria Inn for a full day of rad DIY makers, artists, and more.
From 11:30 until 6, we'll be featuring over 120 weird and wonderful vendors, plus DJs Mod Marty and Indie Rocker Are the Beat, and the Pop Punk Fridays crew spinning live tunes all day long.
Entry is free, but we happily accept pay-what-you-can donations to support the market and our community partners.
So shop local, shop weird with the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market on Sunday, November 9, from 11:30 to 6 at the Victoria Inn.
For more details, find us online at WPRFM.ca and follow us on IG at WPG Punk Rock Flea.
Welcome back to the Twang Trust. We just heard title track to the new Leith Ross record, I See the Future. That is the title track, isn't it? I should probably make sure. If that's not the title, I'd look pretty silly, wouldn't I? It is. I can see the future. There you go. Such a great cut. Not exactly the production you were expecting from Leith Ross, but man, it works. When they played the Park Theater a couple weeks back, you know, that you listen to that song and you're expecting them to be, you know, at the front of the stage, you know, arms in the air, twirling around like a whirling dervish and, you know, just projecting all that energy that song has. But it was all Leith could do to put her guitar down and just stand there and sing alone. She'll have to work up to a proper performance of that song, I think. But, you know, I bet they'll get there. I bet they will. Great new record from Leith. And before that, speaking of great new records, we heard two cuts from the brand new album from Leanne Bettis-Semisake Simpson. It's called Live Like the Sky. We heard $85 an Acre and Nizozibing, or something like that. We played the two songs that you just can't sing along to. At least I can't, being a dumb old white guy. But I sure do like that record. Just about done with Twang Trust. We got 10 minutes left before Sane kicks in. Live broadcast tonight. Very exciting. What are we going to do to get there? I think we'll play. Now, I could try to squeeze two songs in or go for one. From the cover set I was going to play. There's one long one. I might be able to squeeze in two shorter ones. Let's do that. It's sort of a new record from Wussy. Wasn't expecting it, but Chuck and Lisa from Wussy do this radio show in Cincinnati, and it's their fun drive season, you know? Ours kicks off in February. Theirs is going on all month long. And when you do contribute to WAIF in Cincinnati, you get from the Wussy Duo a collection of cover songs that they've done special. A lot of them, I mean, there's most of them are, you know, studio quality stuff that would make for a great record, but recording covers is tricky, technically speaking, you know, legally speaking. So they got this stuff, and they didn't really want to deal with the, the legal aspect of it. So they're just giving this stuff away as a radio incentive. And wow, some unbelievable stuff here. Going to listen to, well, at least one cut anyways, and we'll hear more in the coming weeks. But here's one near and dear to us here in town. This might be, in fact, queued up now. This might be my favorite Neil Young song. Not a raucous, rockin' in the free world kind of a thing, but a fireplace in the distance with firewood crackling and that kind of a vibe, and but super intense too. This is the Wussy Duo covering Neil Young's Pardon My Heart on the Twang Trust.
Winnipeg, this is Chuck Cleaver from Wussy, and you're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
There. Sorry, behind the scenes action. The Wussy covering Neil Young there from a covers collection called what? I already closed it up. I don't know what it's called. Never mind. We'll tell you, because we got lots more tasty Wussy covers to treat you with in coming days. But that's it for the Twang Trust. Kids, hope you had some fun. It's dark out now. It's dark. It was dark when we started this show. The good part of that is that now that it's dark, we can play songs with cuss words in them, right? Isn't that how it works? I think that's how it works, which is good, because we're going to hear the song that we started the show off with again, just because it's my new theme song. Not to the show, but really, really to my life, and maybe yours too. You can go see these guys tomorrow night at the Handsome Daughter. It's Colorado, brand new from the EP Let's Start a Band. See you next week, kids, on the Twang Trust.
There's a new reality TV show coming. You've seen the ads on the news. It stars the kids. It's called Good Fucking Luck Island. Their parents haven't got a clue. Of course, the island's got mosquitoes. Palm Ranch Doritos, get the finger paint, be too warm. Expensive cars, gotta love that neighbor with a Beamer, custom candy apple red. You got more brains in your femur than he's got in his head. So many words he wants to use, he can't say no more. Talks so fucking loud, cause a genocide of war. I am judging, he is judging, mutual grudges keep on bubbling. Well, we both hate most cops, maybe we can build on that. What?